Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives, and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. So today on Hustle, we're going to be speaking to Trish Complete. She is a DJ, producer, and sound engineer from London, the UK. Following the pursuit of a path from the dance floor to the studio, Trish's efforts as an artist stem from being a devout raver in her late teens, like most of us. Very much into the harder styles of dance music, she was inspired by the likes of ATB, Planet Funk, Todd Terry, and many more during the 90s. Trish's inevitable maturing as an artist then led to her closely following artists like Mark Knight, Ferric Dawn, Roland Clark, etc. A love for such a unique yet seminal group of artists is largely the catalyst of her definitively uplifting and empathetic sound, which comprises of a blend of house, tech house, techno, and there's a euphoric focus. Now, I've known Trish for a little while, and I just want to say she is lovely and she is amazing. She has had not only high profile bookings at Ministry of Sound, Egg, but also she's over in Austria. She's been over in Ibiza playing Ibiza Rocks and onwards and upwards to her career, basically. And what we're going to dive into today and talk about is mainly not only how she got into music, but we're also going to delve into things to do with Roland Clark and the productions and where her career is going. So, Trish, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Hello, Eliza. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I feel amazing to see you like this and talk to you all about it.
Yeah, honestly, it's been, I think we first met, we first met at one of my Good Vibes Only events in the UK, didn't we? And it was just super inspiring to meet you and find out what you'd been up to and your kind of career journey. And since then, I've been keeping little tabs on you to see where you're at. And you're very prominent within the female scene as well. So, I'm absolutely chuffed to catch up with you again. But tell us, please. So how did you get into music? What's your story?
Yeah, I mean, initially I got into DJing back in 2012. It was literally walking into a DJ festival in Bangalore in my hometown. That's where I come from. So I literally walked into a pool of DJs. There were everybody was male. So I thought when I came back home, I had a big smile on my face. I had this big rave. So I felt really good. And then I thought, all my friends are really doing amazing. Like everybody is a DJ, everybody is into music industry, and everybody is so bubbly. And then I wanted to turn my life around. And then I was like, I wanted to become a DJ too. And then I got few supports, few high five from one of my senior local DJs. And they're like, that's it. That kicked me off. And then I went to a DJ school. I practiced, and then I promoted myself like overly every day too much. And then literally I got booked in one of the London clubs, and that kicked all off, really.
Yeah, that's amazing. I don't think you can promote yourself too much, to be honest. I mean, you've got a great social presence. There's lots of fun things you do, like, and I assume that's come from some form of like marketing course or business course or life, just life experiences. People really know you as a DJ. They don't just know, you know, I feel like they know you personally because of the things you promote. And I think that's really, really important.
Yeah. And then I wanted to take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. So then I joined the school. I literally wanted to make a banging track. And then that's why I joined the school. And then I didn't have a degree. with me. So I wanted to get a degree, and then I wanted to up my career in the music industry. So I literally went to school to make a banging track, but I learned 1,000 other things. So that blew my mind off, really.
Yeah. And which school was that? Which school did you go to?
I went to Point Blank Music School. I did a 3-year degree course of sound engineering and music production.
Yeah.
And it was literally like 20 modules of everything. It's a lot, actually.
Yeah. You cover everything, don't you, there? It's not just about how to make music. It's the
We do games.
Yeah.
We do films.
Yeah.
We learn about the music industry, branding, record label, how to put an event, and how to do sounds for gaming, and how to promote yourself as an artist, like literally everything. It's all theoretical. But then once you get out of school, it's up to you how you're going to make it work for you, because you have everything in front of you. It's literally up to me how to smash it, or maybe not. So it's like that.
Yeah, I suppose they can give you the building blocks for longevity career and to take things to the next level. But unless you're actually willing to put in the work, you obviously have done, it's, you know, you're only as good as what you're putting in, aren't you? So
I think one have to be really passionate, or you have to do it for the love of the music. Otherwise you might get upset, oh my god, I did so much, I didn't get anything back, things like that. So I think you just have to be yourself, do it for the love of music, really.
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong.
That's it, 100%. Because I think if anybody thinks they're going to make a shitload of money out of music, you need to think again. You know, I mean, just music production on its own, the passion and the times that go into making a track is ridiculous. It's all encompassing, isn't it? So that's good. And then what happened next? So you've been to school, you finished, got your degree.
Yeah. So I got my degree, and I was just learning about myself, honing my skills. And then I think the remix with Roland Clark came about like year before that. I think in 2019.
A
year before that, yes. So, and the connection with Roland Clark really happened because I was in touch with him 5 years before that.
Yeah.
So I was like a fan girl.
Like a super fan.
Like a super fan girl, yes. listening to his podcast, I think, I remember he was talking about Sam Divine and Just Space and all the Defected Crew and stuff like that. Passing all the good vibes and playing all the good music, like normal podcast, like a radio thing.
Yeah.
Then I fell in really love with his voice. And then I used to play all his songs in Ministry of Sound. So when it came out of that speaker, it's really massive. It makes you fall in love madly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this connection really got nurtured 5 years back. So we kept in touch on WhatsApp during those 5 years. And then when I made this remix, I just sent it to him, like, Roland, check this out. I hope you like it. Like,
were you really nervous when you were about to send it over to him? Or were you a bit like, I've got this? Like,
I had really good feelings about it because I did that song after doing the tool room course on Fader Pro website. For the first time. And then that's what I told Sam from Portsmouth as well, who does the She in the Key of She.
Oh, yeah, Sam Warren.
That's a lot
Love Sam Warren.
Sam Warren.
Love
her. Yeah. And then, literally, I just sent him, and then he said, oh my God, I really like this. And then we had to, we had to fix a few things. And then, oh my God, Roland is such a gentleman. He's almost like a mentor and a friend to me now.
Yeah.
We work together. If I have any, if I have any like mental breakdowns or any doubts or anything personal or whatever, you know, he's just like a super friend. He tells me, don't do that. Do this. Be positive. And then we kind of motivate each other. It's become a really good connection now. I can't wait to bring him to London and India.
Oh my God. Yeah. So you've done, I think it's really important actually, but let's just talk about mentorship and having that connection with somebody who's already in the industry, already been where you've been. And I think it's really important for people to reach out to their peers.
Definitely.
Even collectives, say, for example, you know, the We Are Listening, the Tool Room, Good Vibes Only, 2%, She Said So. Connect with others, because that will
take
you from here to here.
To the next level,
Just
follow your heart.
Yeah, just by making that connection. Like, don't be scared or, you know, just reach out. Because if you're doing it for a really good reason, for your passion, for your, you know, for your kind of calling, which music really is for a lot of people, then you'll only have a positive response back from those, from said collective, said people. And you don't know where it's going to take you. I mean, look at you, for example. You and Roland now are like best buds. And you've had some cracking stuff happen with him this year. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, I mean, actually, I was a little bit nervous, but then I felt really comfortable when you speak to somebody like over texting, and then when somebody calls you straight away from no, like really far, and then you hear their voice, you feel the human touch. And you get comfortable and all your stuff is going to come out. You're going to be clear, more transparent, more focused. And you know what you have to do. And then you're going to nail it.
Yeah.
I think you just have to follow your heart. And if you're a fan of somebody, just go reach out to them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important. Yeah, and actually, I think it's important to tell people that you think they're doing a good job, or that you're whether you're inspired by them, or whether you've, say, for example, you listen to a podcast, doesn't have to be this one, no pressure, but you're following somebody's career. I think it's important to reach out these days and still have that human connection, because with social media and the internet and everything, and we're almost kind of putting barriers up against ourselves to what we're doing, and actually having a little cheeky message to somebody, or they are really going to appreciate that, and it goes such a long way.
Exactly. Of course. Yeah. And then he sent me this vocal for Hell Deep last year.
Yeah.
Because and that happened just after I did that Tool Room course. I had to do a Tool Room course after my Point Blank.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to reach all the corners and learn all the techniques of how to make a real house techno track. Because Tool Room is more into those kind of genres in particular.
Yeah.
Point Blank in general is overall general. They teach you like generally. So I wanted to get more into the darker side of underground music.
Yeah.
That's why I think after that course, I keep sending him tracks. And then he comes back like, oh, this is dope. This is dope. This is banger. Like,
wow.
Then he sent me that track. I literally worked on that. And then he actually scouts for me. Wow. I sent him this track and then he literally sent it to all label. he's scouting for me. I know I can say this proudly.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, the thing is that you deserve it because you've worked hard. You know, you've got the degree. You then progress through to Tool Room to get it to kind of hone your sound in your niche genre that you wanted to follow, connected with Roland, and you know he's obviously seen something pretty impressive in you, and he's helping you with your career or helping you to progress your career yourself, which is amazing. That's so cool.
I feel really lucky to be mentored or supported, or it's giving me that mental support, you know.
Yeah.
And also my self-confidence has increased so much that I every day get up now, I think I can do better, and I make sure end of the night I just do it.
Yeah, that's good. So you set yourself little goals every day to kind of
goals.
Yeah. So what's so talk to me about more, talk to me about music production then. So what's your process every day then? If you wake up, do you try and nail a complete track or a remix, or do you do like maybe just sort out, say, the drums or the vocal? Like, do you break it down? What's your process?
I think before it was different, but after doing the tool room course, now I just go on a vocal hook hunting technique.
Okay.
Over the internet, or maybe just play around with myself in the mic and then do some rhythms, because I'm trying to use my own voice, be original, be authentic in my next track, which you will see, because I'm going to be telling my own story in the track and doing my own tribal techno stuff, which I love. And so, yeah, every day for me at the moment, it's all about vocal and hook hunting techniques.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I sit one day and just do kicks and bass.
Yeah.
Just do kick and bass one day. And then another day, I just do sound design. I create my own synths on Reactor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I learned a lot in Point Blank on the sound designing class.
Yeah.
So I just use all those skills to do a sound designing session one day, and then literally the other 2 days I just relax, just play with my dog, don't do nothing.
Nice.
And then another day spend a day with mommy, just do nothing.
Yeah.
And then on and off here and there.
So you've got like nice rest days in between, so when you come back into the studio you're completely refreshed and back into thinking, this is work time, this is my studio time. Yeah. This is my mum time. This is like, like putting it into blocks.
My dog time. Yeah.
Dog time.
And then one day mixing time, one day mastering time.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, I'm doing all basic stuff. Mm. And then I've done a couple of mastering for my couple of friends for free, just to get practice.
Cool.
They have come back with good results. They like it, actually. They released some few of the tracks on Bandcamp. Like, oh, thank you.
Wow. I mean, there's no kind of end to your limits, basically.
Exactly. Like, sky is the limit. Yeah.
So what type
of dog
have
you? I'm really loving it.
Yeah. I was going to say, what type of dog have you got? More importantly, forget music. Let's talk about dogs.
Oh, my God. You know what? I've got a big history of bringing street dogs to my house.
Oh, really?
And then catching off something off it. From my childhood days. And then my mom is really paranoid of me catching things. But then what I do, I just, when I bring them home, I just shower them, powder them, sleep with them in the bed, eat with them. It's like, no, you're not doing that anymore. So yeah, this dog I literally picked up from the street.
Oh my God. Do you know what type of breed it is?
I think I found out what breed it is. It's body. Oh my God. I'm going to spell it wrong. It's called, it's a mix of Dobber and Warrior something. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, street dog.
I need to see my phone. Yeah.
Have you given it a name?
Yeah, Dexter. It's called Dexter.
Brilliant. Yeah. My friend's got a dog called Dexter. That is a really strong name for a dog. Great name.
I don't know. It's just popped in my head. And then he's Dexter for me.
Yes.
It's really amazing. It doesn't leave me alone.
I can see why. You've just given him like a new lease of life. So for people that are listening, they don't realize, and they might not know that you're now back living in India, back looking after the family and the mum, and just being close to home because of the whole lockdown, because of quarantines, because of COVID. It makes sense. It made sense for you to leave London to move back home. So it's quite an extreme change from India. From London to India. Like, are you in Bangalore? Are you or?
Yes, I am. That's the south part of India where it's like super hot.
Yeah.
You get all super spicy food.
Nice.
It's really nice here. And the music industry is really bubbling. It's amazing. But now it's all locked down.
Okay.
But once you go out, there are lovely people out there.
So yeah, so when the world returns back to normal, do you see yourself staying over there for a little while, or will you be back in the UK? Or I mean, you can be anywhere. You can be anywhere because you've got you've got your studio set. Well, you said to me before we started this, you've got your studio set up there. So, you know, making music and the world we live in today, you're like a remote worker, basically.
Yeah, I think after COVID, especially, you could be sitting anywhere.
Honestly,
everything. I think it's changed. It's changed the world. It's changed the mindset of people.
It has.
What you can do from home, they actually didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, it was such an old boys club of like everybody had to be in the office. Whereas now, because of COVID, nobody was in the office and people were more productive or are more productive. Yeah. You know, especially with music, we can be anywhere. We literally could be anywhere.
Yeah. And then I see more people are active on the internet. They're replying to the emails. Mm. They're being so polite than before. So they're like super nice. They're replying to all the Instagram messages like, thank you.
Yeah, people have got time. That's why. People have got time to have real conversations. Yeah. They've got time to help others. They've maybe taken some time to work on themselves to make them slightly better, nicer people. Who knows?
Absolutely. Because, you know, we all have to start from scratch. We all need each other. So we are in this together. We can make this happen. So we all need, you know, each other's back.
Yeah. We do. So what's on the cards for you production-wise moving forward into this year? You've obviously probably got a whole load of releases coming out. You know, where are you at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. I have a couple of techno tracks made up.
Lovely.
I'm just in the process of finishing it. And then I've got like a couple of names to send it to. I've already received an amazing feedback and a very positive message from Kai Trasit, from Hell Deep.
Yeah, from Hell Deep, yeah.
And then I'm working with Roland Clark with another super, super amazing remix.
Yeah.
It's like an anthem. I think once I get the green signal, I will announce it.
Exciting.
Yeah, that's a house track. Mm. So that's a house track. It's a house girl making a house track.
Yeah.
Carla, I like to jump in between house and techno and tribal in between.
Yeah.
Carla, I like to keep those things in my...
Keep it funky.
That's what I love. So yeah, keep it funky. And then in terms of production, I'm still honing my skills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning every day.
Yeah.
So yeah, but few tracks, banging tracks coming out this year for sure.
Oh, it's so exciting. And I think, you know, what's your process with once you've made a track? Do you have like a spreadsheet of labels that you send it all out to, or how do things work your end once you've got the final track and you're ready to send it? Do you have like covering letters? Like, just give people a bit of an idea of what they should do.
Right. For me, I think I've gone back on being old school style because I have made some connection and supported and took courses from these brands and people. So I normally send it to John Kong, the other half of Left Wing and Cody to get a feedback.
Yeah.
I made connection with Siege, Ben Remember. And also we have an, since I did the tool room course, we have an alumni group.
Okay,
that we
cool.
can send it to.
Oh, for
so
feedback.
I would get listens to first. Yeah, all the students.
Yeah.
Who send their tracks get listened first.
Yeah.
Than the whole world.
Yeah.
So it's like a jump. So I send it there, if not Roland. Now Oliver Heldens is like, send me tracks. Give me tracks. Like. Wow. Like literally got few people, so I send it to them who's like got good ears, and then I feel comfortable and they can be really like, you know, tell me what's wrong with it or what's good with it.
Yeah.
And if it's any good with it, maybe, you know, they sneak it in somewhere.
Yeah, on an EP or an album or something like
that. Yeah, literally it's been like that.
Yeah,
I kept in connection with with all these people who have helped me, or I took a course from them.
Yeah.
So I've built on that connection, and I'm just there right now. I'm not yet sent it to lots of labor, really.
No.
I think it's important
to say that if you know what your niche is and you know where you are in the industry or what genre or specific, like, you know, you're kind of like house, tribal, funky, deep tech, then and those are your, let's say your 10 go-to people, then they are your 10 go-to people. You don't need to send it out to everybody.
No,
because those 10, or even if five of them come back to you and be like, right, okay, this is cool, but you need to do this, and this, you then make those changes and send it back out. And before you know it, you're on somebody's, like you say, for you, it's gone crazy. You're on their EP, or you're on like the next release or the album, or you're in with the other singles they're doing. It's know where you fit. You don't have to send it out to the world. It's important to know your niche, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if you're sending it to lots of people, and then maybe, I don't know, you might be disappointed. Oh, nobody likes my music.
That is true.
I don't know. And it's just a producer thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think it's important, like, you've connected on a personal level with these people, whether it be through a course, whether it be through Tool Room, whether it be through the Tool Room alumni. I can't really say that word. Alumni. Facebook group.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then you're going to get the right feedback from these people, that, as in feedback where you can make changes, or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can shout out a few names, and I can give a shout out to a few people, because Siege is doing a weekly Sunday producer kind of help, drop in demo kind of stuff.
Cool.
So yeah, Siege does help other producers to give mentoring and feedback. And then even John Kong, he has a community called Sample Works. Yeah,
okay.
He does a lot of mixing and mastering courses.
Yeah.
And then John Kong is another one. And then, I sent it to Adrian Auer. He's my, like, super fan. I'm a super fan. I got in touch with him. He gives me feedback, because I really love the way he does his techno. It kind of resonates with me. So I got in touch a few years back. I told him it really, really helped me a lot.
Yeah.
So Adrian Auer, he's just opened his label recently, and then you got five people, as you said.
Yeah, that's so cool. I think because I don't think it, a lot of people don't talk about, once they've made music, what they do afterwards with it, or how they then send it out to people, and what various processes are. And I think, really think it's important to make a connection with somebody before you send them your music, and to really, you know, kind of drill it down to where you feel you want to be, and what labels you want to work
with.
Where you fit in, because it's just a waste of time dealing with things that are not suitable for you, you know, as an artist, as a producer, and also for them as a label. So
exactly, because they need our support, we need their support. You just have to be genuine, and you're going to be getting genuine feedback. That's it, really.
It's put in what you expect to get out. I think, you know, like, if you're a nice person and you're genuine, and you're, you know, everything you it's your passion, isn't it? That's going to come across in the way that you connect with these people. Even if it's like let's just say you DM somebody, or you send an email or something. If it's not a generic, bullshit email that you're going to send out to loads of people, you're going to get nowhere. If it comes from the heart, that will come out, won't it?
Yeah, because I think they are looking for authenticity. Even they are looking for the proper connection.
Yeah.
Even they want to know what you're doing, like where you're from. I don't want to copy paste and send it to like everybody. And then lots of people have sent their demos and their tracks for me to feedback as well. I've made some connections here and there, and then
That's cool.
Goes,
that's
likewise.
Really
a lot of girls send me, a lot of women send me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a, I think there's going to be a huge influx over the next couple of years of women in music. I mean, we're starting to claw back that whole inequality thing, but I mean, there's nothing you can do to change history. Like, but what you can do is change the future. So
yeah, it's all coming up, right?
Yeah. Oh my god, isn't it, Joss? It's very, very, very exciting. So what's on the cards? You've got releases coming out. Is there anything else do you dare plan anything else this summer gig wise or I suppose you just got to wait to see how things roll in India, right?
Yeah, so we are in June.
Yeah,
so we are in lockdown in Bangalore.
Okay.
So I'm actually closely working with my mates who have opened a school a couple of years back in Bangalore.
Yeah.
So they have started the first women music conference, which I attended last year.
Amazing. So
everybody is literally watching my journey as well.
Yeah, of course.
And then
everybody
is like, oh my God, she's getting the ball rolling, getting on, and things like that. Everybody's like getting inspired. So I'm just going to work with the school and then, you know, maybe I'm going to learn more and then connect with my actual local gang because they need my help. I need their help. And
working together.
Because, you know, everybody, all the local clubs need help because everybody is starving, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hang around here for a little bit and then I'm going to come back because I'm working on another track with Charmaine Love, my other partner in crime.
Yeah.
The one of the We Are Listening Go.
Yeah.
In Brighton.
Yeah.
So we got feedback from Mark Knight on the We Are Listening session, what we did.
Yeah.
So we have literally finished a track. So it's time to get it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to come and meet my mates and meet you all, of course. But once the restriction lifts off, I'll be back.
Nice. Do we have to keep it?
I'll be back in Brighton, though, not London.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I'm in France anyway, so hopefully at some point I'll be back too. I'm hoping to be back at the end of September to because I've got a festival stage. And then there's the music conference as well, isn't there? And there's loads of stuff going on. So, but whether or not the UK or, I mean, who knows? We're putting it out there. Things are going to be okay.
Things have been good. Yeah, we just have to wait and watch what's going to happen this year because I hope everybody's vaccinated and they're getting vaccinated. I think this year is going to go like this.
Yeah.
I think next year we're going to come super. I hope. So, we're going to come super cool.
I'm excited. And then, very excited.
And then maybe one day you can come and play here.
Oh my God, maybe one day you should come here. I was going to say to you, if you're ever going to be back in Austria or if you're ever going to do another tour there, let me know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Europe. It's close.
Yeah, exactly.
Come to France. We'll make something happen.
Yes, definitely. 100%. I've never been to France. I would love to come there.
Well, mate, let's make it happen. If not this winter, the following winter, we will, you know.
Yeah,
it's easy. We are people that make things happen, and that is that, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're doers. Anyway,
we're doers.
So, if people need to get in contact with you, what's the best way? Is it via your website or via Instagram or email? What's the best way?
For all the DJ bookings, just book me at trishcomplete.com. Pretty
Perfect.
Easy.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you can find me on Trish Complete on all socials.
Yeah,
but I produce under the name Trish O because that's my personal name. So
lovely.
That's it, really.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll add all those into the show notes anyway. But Trish, thanks so much for coming back on the podcast. And it's just a joy to speak to you and to watch your journey. It really is.
Thank you so much. It was really nice to talk to you after a long time.
Yeah,
I must say you're doing an amazing job.
Oh.
Good vibes only. It's Thanks, really mate. Inspiring to hear all other people's story, and it gives you kind of feeling like you're not alone.
Yeah, it does. It's important to connect with other women in the industry, as it is to connect with men in the industry, to network and to just, like, you know, you're not alone. You're not reinventing the wheel. You know, you can.
Yeah.
you can ask questions and people will respond. It's
You're doing an amazing job, Aliza. Thank you so much for inviting me.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all, everybody.
You've been listening to Hustle, industry advice for women in music. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please, please, please follow, subscribe, rate and give us a review. Help us to move up in the iTunes chart so that we can bring you more and more amazing guests. Thanks again. For more info on what we're up to, please check out our website, www.goodvibesonlymusic.com. Peace, love and good vibes always. See you next week.